Hello. Om Ajnanatinirandasya Ganandana Sarakaya Chakshadunamuditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Pradaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srinate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Oravani Dacharine Nidhisesha Sunyavadi Pasachadasatarine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Paravata Vrinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaya Chaitanya Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Gaura Nitai Jaya Gaura Nitai Rukmini Dagadish Rukmini Dagadish Jai Jagannath, Jai Jagannath, Jai Jai Dada Deva, Jai Dada Deva, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Subhadra. Nitai Gora Harido, 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 Harido. Hare Krishna. What's his name? Prabhu, Sachi Tanoy. He was giving class on Arjuna Das. Right? So, but did he give also class on Pandit Vidyanini or? So I'll speak something about Pandit Vidyanini and Raghunandan Thakur. So, is the Pandit Vidyanini is the third tree in Lord Chaitanya's branch of trees, a third branch rather, in Lord Chaitanya's tree. And when Pundarik arrived in Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya as a Gauranga, he called out, Pundarik! 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 What did he cry? Three times. So, he was, the devotees thought he was just chanting the name of Lord Krishna, but actually he was chanting the name of Pundarik Vidyanini. So, Pundarik Vidyanini was so great that even Lord Chaitanya was feeling separation from him. And when he arrived in Navadvip, he was very, very happy. So, we cannot imagine what a great a position Pundarik Vidyanini has. He was in the Raja Lila in Dwapara Yuga. He was Rishabhanu Maharaj, the father of Radharani. So, Narada Muni told Vishnu Maharaj, just like he told to Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda, he told to Vishnu and his wife that you just take care of your daughter. That's your devotional service. You have such a nice daughter. You just take care of her and everything will be perfect. So, he was taking care of the of Radharani as his daughter. Now, Radharani came as who in the Chaitanya Lila? As a Gadadhar. Because she was always desiring. Next Lila, I want to call rather as as a man, because as a woman I'm not able to associate with Krishna ultimately. Always I have to do it in hiding, but as a man I can ultimately associate with Krishna. So she came as Gadadhar Prabhu, and she was assisting Lord Chaitanya in different ways. So, she was invited, Gadadhara was invited to come and visit Pundarik Vidyanini by Mukunda Datta. Mukunda Datta said, this is a great Vaishnava. you should come to see him. When he went to see Alfonso, he was surprised by the surroundings. Usually the lifestyles were very austere, but Punagrinidhi, he was very opulent. He had inherited a zamindar, it's like a lord, a feudal lord. So he was very wealthy, and he had like tapestries on the wall and big vast lamps, and there's two servants putting scented oil in his hair, and two other servants were tending him chamars, and like this is sitting on expensive silken cloth pillows and mattress. So Gandharva, he was thinking, what kind of lifestyle is this? He was like enjoying material opulence. And like this, he was doubting the position of Punarigaladini. So, because of seeing Lakunda Datta and Rasa Datta, they came from Chattagram. So in Chattagram, they have their own dialect of Bengali. Like in Sylhet, they have a different dialect, and Chattagram, they have a dialect. So they call it Chattgaon Kata. So when they speak amongst themselves, we cannot understand very much. A little bit you can understand, but not much. So they were talking, Archanoas, and of course, everybody spoke Bengali throughout the countryside. But the Pandits spoke Sanskrit. But they had a local, angelic Vasa. They had their regional dialect. So, Mukunda Datta was talking to him in his regional dialect, and he was asking him what's the nose and how they're running and this and that. Small talk. So, meanwhile, Kadar, who was like taking in the whole thing, he's like uneasy. Where did Mukunda Datta bring me? Because he's known to go and visit other sampradayas. Maybe this guy's not a real Vaishnava. So then Mukunda Datta could sense that Gadadharu, he was not easy. So he began to sing a song. Of course, Mukunda Datta is a great singer. He was one of the singers of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan. So he started to sing about Putana. How Putana was, she had some motherly affection for Krishna. Although she was also wanted to kill him by putting poison on her breast. But at the same time, she was thinking, it's such a wonderful child. Too bad I have to kill him. Otherwise, I'd like to be his mother. So, somehow, this demon, she was so hateful on one side, but she had a streak of devotion on the other. So Krishna just saw the devotion, and he sucked her life out, but elevated her to the position of one of his mothers in the spiritual world. So this Rahat was being sung by Makunda Datta. So as a result, when Hunarikrinidhi, he heard Lord Krishna, he became wild. Oh, I'm so tolerant. He started ripping his cloth. His cloth was like all expensive silk cloth, rich as shreds. His pillows, all the tapestry, everything was destroyed. And he was, Krishna, I have no bhakti. He's going wild. And Gadadhar was like shocked. Oh my God. Some people, like in India, some people imitate bhakti. But this was, he could tell, this was a real thing. He was filled with love of Krishna. Filled with love of Lord Krishna. So he said, oh. And I thought he wasn't a real bhakta. But the room was like shattered. Everything was destroyed. So he was thinking, you know, he obviously is not attached to these things. He just destroyed them all. But he was so much in separation of Krishna. So, and that Prabhu, at the end, he revealed his mind to Vakunda Datta and said, you see, I have committed some offense against Tundrikrinidhi. I thought he was a materialistic person. And so therefore I thought ill of him. So one way I can get absolved is if he accepts me as his disciple. Because the guru is always forgiving the disciple from so many offenses. So, Makunda Datta was okay with that. Pundarikrinidhi was okay. They went and they talked to Lord Chaitanya to see what he thought. So Lord Chaitanya also, he was very happy. He said, oh, this is a good choice. Pundarikrinidhi is a good choice as Gadadhar Prabhu's guru. So he personally arranged for the initiation ceremony where Pundarikrinidhi initiated Gadadhar Prabhu. Like this. So many, there are a number of pastimes of Pundari. He also came to Jagannath Puri when he was, when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas 500 years ago, and he went there. At that time, Pundarikrinidhi also went there. He was, there's one pastime called Udan Shasti, where they put starch, new cloth on Lord Jagannath. So normally, we don't put a new cloth on the deities. We wash the cloth, and then they put on the deities. But in this case, they put the starch, new cloth. So they started to chastise the servants of Lord Jagannath. That night, the Jagannath Baladeva Subhadra, they came to him and they said, you know, we are worshipped by some special tantra. We don't follow Pancharatik or other systems. We have our own system. And who are you to tell our servants what to do, what not to do? So he slapped them around. And he woke up. His face was swollen. Now, normally you don't get a physical reaction for the dreams, in this show that it was more than a dream. It was a real experience. So he was hiding for a couple of days because his face was all swollen. But actually this shows that he was a very great devotee of Lord Jagannath. Otherwise, Jagannath doesn't do such mercy with, like that. In any of the discussion about what they should do with Krishna Das, Kalakula, Akala Krishna Das, he was there talking with Nityananda. He was very active, but if you look for his name, you'll see it quite a few times. But it's in some discussions, he was in the Vaishnava Association. So he also had the name, not only Vidyanidhi, which means the ocean of knowledge, but Premanidhi, an ocean of love. So he had these two aspects. Somehow, ISKCON has been very fortunate that the birthplace of Pundarik Vidyanidhi is under our care in Bangladesh, in Chittagong. And myself, Prabhu Vishnu Swami and myself are the, and Bhakti Purushottam Swami are the co-GDCs for Bangladesh. So we have a number of holy places. I'll talk about the Advaita's birthplace tomorrow. We also have that under our possession, but Pundarika Vidyanidhi's birthplace, also the ashram of Vasudev Dutta and Mukunda Dutta are under our control. Also the birthplace of Mukunda Dutta and the Vasudev Dutta were offered to us in 1906. I don't know whether anyone took it up or not, but they offered to us. We took the safari and we visited the temples of Sachi Mata, Jagannath Mishra, and Shivas Thakur, Mariupta, Narjan Das, Haridas Thakur, Arul and Sanatan Das. So, to name a few. So, a little water, please. On the Vasanta Panchami, which was observed yesterday, usually I do an abhishek of the Aditi's, Vashvanami, Amrari, and the Lord Chaitanya, and the Pundarika Vidyanidhi. And we get about 50,000 devotees for the Anand Yajna and the Prasadam. So I don't know how you had the mercy, but we're very fortunate to have the mercy. So every year we hear the pastimes on the night before the Vasanta Panchami. We hear the pastimes of Pundarika Vidyanidhi, and we hear different professors of Sanskrit and other erudites, glorify our country. At that occasion, we also seek something. So, that's a short version of Sundarika Vidya Nidhi. I think I have time to speak about Raghunandan Thakur. Raghunandan Thakur is he was born in a Vaishnava family. His father's name is Mukundananda. I forget his mother's name, but both the mother and father are Vaishnavis. So his father gave him the Upanayam. It's not the full Brahman initiation, but the, not the full Pancharati initiation, but the first mantra. We give seven mantras for the second initiation. So he got the first, which as a son of a Brahmana, he was allowed to worship the deities. So the father had to go off and see some disciple and ask him to please take the ladus before the Gopal deity and ask the deity to eat them. The deity will accept the offering. And then let him know that he said, I'll come back in a few days and I'll teach you the details. So, Raghunandan, as a 6-7 years old boy, he came with the plate of ladus and he said, please accept this offering. But did he? Didn't know. So he started crying. And he said, why are you crying? She's not eating. My mother said, you'll eat the offering. Oh, you want me to eat? Yes. So, because he was just a young boy, he didn't know that the deities don't eat the offerings like he do. They just glance over it. So he was convinced that the deity will eat. So the deity was eating all the ladus on the plate. He took the plate back to his mother. And looked. Oh, where's the ladus? Oh, did he eat? Oh, yeah, of course. So I thought maybe the boy is eating. You know, little boys like the sweets. Every day, while the father was away, he was taking the ladders to the Gopal deity, and the deity was eating from his hand. So, when the father came back, the wife told him, something strange is happening. And she told what happened. So, he said, okay, give him the ladders today. I'll go and hide, and I'll peek, and I'll see what the deity is doing. So then he heard the voice say, please accept this offering. And then he looked out. Ha! He couldn't help the gasp. The deity was eating. The deity had become a little boy and was eating the ladders. And no sooner than he gasped, and he came back into a stone form. So he came, but he found half a lot of eaten. Ha ha ha! I caught you red-handed. You ate half a lot of. So after that, they offered always half a lot of in the hand of the Gopal deity. So Raghunandan Thakur's fame has spread far and wide. How he had the deity eating from his hand as a young boy. So Adhiram Thakur wanted to sing him. So Adhiram Thakur walked. I don't know exactly where it is. But saying that, oh, he lives in a Hooghly. Kind of cool, Krishnanagar. Hooghly. It's like, as far as, almost as far as a funny hunting. So he walked all the way up. I just see, well, Adhiram Thakur is famous that he bowed down to the sons of Nityananda and they died. If he bows down, someone has a Bhoga Shalyam, pow! It breaks into ashes, into dust. His allegiance is so powerful that if it's not worthy of his devotion, it dies or rusts. So they're afraid. I like little Terrence. Naturally, they want to protect the child. So all the Raghunanda was a real Vaishnava. He was a real thing. But still they were afraid. You know, why take any chances? So they sent him off. And when Adhiram Thakur came, then he asked, oh, where is Raghunanda? I want to see him. Oh, Raghunanda. Too bad you didn't tell us you're coming. It's not like you could send an email or something. He walked all the way there. He's not here. So Adhiram Thakur, he was very frustrated. So he went and he sat in the orchard, the mango orchard nearby. Somehow, Raghunanda Thakur heard Adhiram Thakur had come out to see him. And so he was very anxious to see Adhiram Thakur because he heard he was such a great Vaishnava. He was actually a Sridhar from Krishna Lila. So he came and he paid his obeisance to Adhiram Thakur. Adhiram Thakur saw the boy and embraced him. And the two embraced each other, they were dancing. And they danced so ecstatically that the nutur, the ankle bell, either from Raghunanda or from one of the two, flew and landed like 18 kilometers away in one devotee's pond. So they still have that. And they showed that to everybody. But this place where they met, there's an annual festival held there at Ashikanda. So later, of course, Raghunanda Thakur, when he grew, he became a very dynamic preacher. And he established a deity of Lord Chaitanya and Katwa. The deity worship, although it's done by a hereditary priest. They do a very nice deity worship. They do a deity worship with the handkerchief. Handkerchief is like such, and they wave it in such a way that it's like a butterfly. I can't really show it. They wave it so nicely. I never saw any cloth offered in such a nice way. So now there's two branches of the family, and sometimes the deity is this side, sometimes on that side, in two separate temples. The head of one of the temples was he must have passed away by now, but he was I forget his name now, it'll come to me. I asked him, please give me one of your disciples to take it to the temple of Krishnadas Kaviraj, because I wanted to do some repair work. So I didn't know how to find him. He said, first, you take the sun. I said, I have to do the work of Lord Chaitanya. And so I don't really have time to take the sun. He said, I am the pujari for Lord Chaitanya. And he tells me that you're doing his work. You have to take his prasad, otherwise I'm not going to give you any secretary or any disciple to spread the word. So he like drove a hard bargain. I had to take prasad, otherwise no guide. So this Aditi was established by Raghunandan Thakur. So he established different deities around the around the Gauranga Bhumi, and he was very hard devotee. So I took prasad. It was one of the best prasads I had. A mound of rice with a sabji all around, vidaman and saag and different sabjis. A little ghee on top of the rice. It was a traditional Vaishnava Mahaprasad. I saw I had that. I had to. I was given no choice. And it's one of the unforgettable prasadams. So Prabhupada said that even though they're bringing anything, this and that little mistake, they've been going on with their deity worship for 500 years. So, and in the South India, some temples have been going on for thousands of years. So, at that time, ISKCON was just 12 years, 13 years in existence. So, and now we're existing all along 40 years or so. So, you know how hard it is to find a good pujari who will dedicate to the deity. So, he said, you should respect, although they may not be as clean or as nice in their deity worship, at least they kept it going for this long. So, that temple was quite clean. So, this year, because the devotees will go to the Akatwa to see the place where Lord Chaitanya took sannyas from Kesava Bharati. So they'll see the deity of Raghunandan Thakur. I don't know exactly where Raghunandan Thakur's samadhi is, but his birthplace is in Srikhanda. So Srikhanda is not far from Akatwa. 10 kilometers, 60 miles. So I spoke earlier about Vishwampriya, and Sachi tonight spoke about Raghunath Das. So these are the all these people appeared yesterday. This appearance of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He was one of our acharyas, and he wrote a commentary on the Bhagavatam that we use. Any comments or questions? I haven't heard your question. Huh? Do we have that second microphone for other questions? Well, I read when I was a new devotee, I read Haridas Thakur would chant louder whenever his mind would get disturbed by some thought. And he would get distracted from the holy name. He would chant the name louder, and thus the holy name would be coming back. His mind would come back to the holy name. So I was following that, but I don't know if I followed it the right way. I kept chanting louder and louder and louder until I was screaming at the top of my lungs. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Jai Gaurani, Jai Jai Rupani, Jai Gauri, Jai Jagannath Bhavane, Subhadraki. So, all the devotees came to Srila Prabhupada and they complained that this Dr. J, he shouts out Hare Krishna so loud that we're not able to concentrate. We're not able to think. So then Prabhupada called me and asked, why did I shout the holy name? So I told him, this was to bring the mind back. And I read this in a book called Haridas Thakur that Prabhupada had approved. I read at that time. So then he exiled me to the park. He said, well, it's not wrong what you're doing, but it disturbs everyone. So he'll let the chant in the park. So I was sent to a park, Mount Royal. We're at the time in Montreal. And so I was chanting. So, a loud chanting is one way to bring the mind back. Otherwise, he didn't think like that. I mean, later I figured out that he didn't have to like chant louder, 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 louder. You go loud, little loud, bring the mind back, and then cool down again. And he but at that time, I just go louder and louder and louder. Later, I few times, how do you guys like to chant loud? And I go quiet again. In that little a loud chanting would disturb some sannyasis and devotees. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, which you're holding, it states that the lust takes shelter of the mind and the intelligence. So sometimes lusty thoughts, lusty desires, they come in our mind or in our intelligence. So if we know that the mind and the intelligence are the hiding place for this lust, and then we can be a bit careful and not to allow the less to dictate what you do, rather you to use your mind in a Krishna conscious way so that you are always Krishna conscious. Any other question or comment? From internet? No questions from internet? I would like to take this opportunity to request everyone very humbly to pray for Anuttama Goti Devadasi. She went for what was supposed to be a simple operation, but somehow it got complicated and she ended up in the ICU, and they gave her 24 hours to live. But by the mercy of Rupini Dwarkadij and other deities around the world, somehow they said she's still in the ICU, she's still dangerous, but she's got a stable situation. And she's an initiated devotee, she's a mother, and she worships the deities in Phoenix, Arizona. She's from South India. It would be very untimely for her to go. So I think an author of prayer for the wife of Radha Pran, who is Anuttama Goti Devadasi, from the very grateful Hare Krishna. So he has some cookies here, prasad. Those who want, take the prasad.